For Fijian boy Timothy Nalusala, the impact of climate change is close to home.
Early in 2016, we were hit by one of the strongest cyclones ever struck Fiji, the strongest in the southern hemisphere. My home, my school, a source of food, water, money was totally destroyed. My life was in chaos.
The 12-year-old was speaking to world leaders who have arrived in Bonn, Germany, for the final 2 days of the UN climate conference known as COP23.
Ladies and gentlemen, speeches and tasks will not solve the problem, but walk the talk is more effective. Let's change our mindset and set a platform in combating this environmental issue for our next generation. We need to prepare ourselves. Safety precaution has to be adopted and followed to keep us safe.
Delegates to the summit, including Australia's Environment Minister Josh Frydenberg, must finalise the details of implementing the landmark Paris Agreement. In 2015, nations made commitments to reduce greenhouse emissions to limit global temperature rises to 1.5 or 2 degrees. German Chancellor Angela Merkel was one of several world leaders who had a strong message for delegates.
Wir sind hier zusammengekommen.
We are all assembled here because we are facing one of, if not the main challenge of mankind. Climate change is, as you all know, a vital question which decides the well-being of all of us, and it specifically decides if, for example, people will be able to live on the Pacific Islands in the future.
Zum Beispiel auf den Pazifikinseln leben können.
She said even a wealthy country like Germany was divided on the subject of climate change, requiring tough discussions.
Wir wissen, dass Deutschland als ein Land, das noch in
We know that Germany is a country that still uses a large amount of coal, and that coal industries, and particularly brown coal, have to contribute significantly to fulfill these goals. How exactly we achieve this, we will discuss very precisely in the next few days.
French President Emmanuel Macron told the meeting France aimed to close down all coal-fired power plants by 2021 as part of action to limit greenhouse gas emissions. Earlier in the year, the United States withdrew from the Paris Agreement, but Mr. Macron urged Europe to step up in its place, particularly when it comes to funding for the UN's climate science panel.
Le GIEC est une des composantes majeures.
Under threat from the United States' decision to not guarantee its funding, I would therefore like Europe to stand in the place of the Americans, and I want to tell you here that France will not take a back seat.
Se substitue aux Américains, et je veux ici vous dire que la France sera au rendez-vous.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres welcomed Mr. Macron's comments, saying it was vital that the commitment made in Paris of $200 billion a year for developing countries from 2020 be respected. But Mr. Guterres' overall outlook was grim. With emissions rising for the first time in 3 years, he said there's an added urgency to implement the deal.
It is very clear that we are not on track to make the engagements made in Paris be implemented. And the engagements made in Paris are not enough for the objective that in Paris was established to make sure that climate change will not lead to an increasing temperature over 1.5 degrees.
Countries have agreed to undertake a global stocktake next year to assess their progress on meeting their carbon reduction commitments.